Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Nun Vav, Pesachim 56. We learned in the Mishnah on the bottom of 55b that the Anshe Yericho, the people of Yericho, did three things which the sages objected to and three things which they did not object to. So what are these three things that the sages did not actively object to? Hechi Yavid, one of those things was Korchen Eshema, that they would bundle the Shema together, that they would wrap them together. What does that mean, that they would wrap the Shema? So the Gemara says several opinions. Amar Rav Yehuda, that the first position follows the position of Rabbi Yehuda, that he says, what would they do? Omer Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that they would recite Shema Yisrael, listen Israel, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. V'lo hayu mafsikin, and they wouldn't stop after that. They would go immediately into V'ahavta Eis Hashem, the next verse of the Shema in Deuteronomy. It would immediately go into that next verse, and they wouldn't stop in between. And we'll see later on in this passage that other communities would stop and say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchutoli Olam Ve'ed, the blessing of the phrase of Blessed be Baruch Shem Kavod, blessed be the glorious name and His kingdom forever and ever. Rava says no, Mafsikin Hayu, that they would actually stop between the passage of Shema V'Ahavta. But what would they do? Elisha Hayu Om, but they would say Hayom al vavecha, that in the next verse it states Vayu advarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzavcha Hayom al vavecha, these are the words which I command you today on your heart. And they would say that without making a break between the word Hayom and Alav Avecha, without making a break between the word today and on your heart. Demashman, this would imply Hayom Alav Avecha, that today these words need to be on your heart, V'lo Machar Alav Avecha, but tomorrow these words don't need to be on your heart. So that's why it's not an ideal thing, because the implication is that the Shema, that the words of the Torah, only need to be on your heart today and not tomorrow. The sages did not object to it. The third approach is the approach of a Braisa. The Braisa says, Tana Rabbanan, Ketzer Hayu Korchen Es Shema, how would the people of Yericho bundle the Shema together? What they would do is, Omrim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, they would say, listen Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one, V'lo Hayu Mafsikin, and they wouldn't stop. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. This records with the first position that we saw in the name of Rav Yehuda, but now the Braisa records a position of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Mafsikin Hayu, they would indeed stop between Hashem Yisrael Hashem Echad, but they wouldn't say the phrase Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy Olam Va'ed. This is a phrase that is our tradition today, that we do say this phrase between Shema and V'ahavta. So what's the reason why, not my time, Amrino, I asked the Gemara, why do we say this phrase, blessed be this glorious name and His kingdom forever and ever? What's the reason why we do say it? The people of Yericho wouldn't say it, and the sages didn't object, but we do say it. So the Gemara explains, we say it in accordance with the position of Reish Lakish, Kedarish, Reshim Ben Lakish, Amr Rebishim Ben Lakish. Rebishim Ben Lakish says that when Jacob was about to die, when Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov our forefather was on his deathbed, and it says in Parshas Vayechi, Vayikra Yaakov, El Ban of Yaakov, called to his children, Vayomer. And he said to them, Hey, Esfu Vagidochem, gather together, and I will tell to you that which will happen to you in the end of days. And from this verse, we learn that at that moment, as Rashi in the Parashah tells us, Rashi cites it from our Gemara here, Bikesh Yaakov Lagawas Labanav Ketza Yamin, Yaakov desired to tell to his children the Ketza Yamin. What's the Ketza Yamin? The end of the days. And this is called the redemption. Yaakov wanted to tell them about the redemption, as it says in the book of Echa, chapter 2, verse 3, that Heshiv Achor Yamino Mipnei Oyev, and that God says that He, meaning to say that Hashem is not going to punish those enemies who are distressing the Jewish people, and the time of the redemption will be the end of this, and God will slap those people, punish the enemies who are attacking the Jewish people. And so at that moment, Jacob wanted to tell the people when the end of the days would be, the Shechina departed from him. He said, Yaakov Avinu said, he was worried, he said, Shema chas v'shalom yesh b'mitasi psul, maybe in my bed, and one of my children have a disqualification, and that's the reason why this Shechina has departed from me. That's the reason why I'm unable to tell them what will happen in the end of days. Ka'avram sheyatzu mimenu Yishmael, just like Abraham, who Yishmael departed from him. V'yavi Yitzlak sheyatzu mimenu Esav, and just like my father Isaac, about whom Esav departed from him. Amru Ubanav, his children, said to him, Shema Yisrael, listen, Israel, meaning to say, listen, Jacob, another name for Jacob is Israel. They said, listen, Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one, meaning, Amru Kashem She'em B'Libcha Ela Echa, just like you have only in your heart one God, so too we, Kach Em B'Libeinu Ela Echa, so too we only have in our heart only one God. At that moment, Jacob opened up his mouth and said, blessed be the glorious name of God and his kingdom forever and ever. So say the Rabbanan, Hechi Navid, what are we supposed to do? Nomru, should we say this phrase as part of our Shema? Omer Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses didn't say it. Onamru, who, if we don't say it, Amru Yaakov, Jacob said it. So therefore, Iskinu Shi Omer Moso B'Chashai. Therefore, we say it privately and secretly. So if this is the case, how come on Yom Kippur we say it out loud? So there's another midrash in Devarim Rabbah that tells us that Moshe, is another origin for this phrase, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Solom Ved, that Moshe took it from when he was up in the Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights. He heard the angels saying this. And so therefore Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down to his to the Jewish people, and he told them that this is like if you take a jewelry from a king and you say, one person says to their spouse, this is for you, but only in private. But on the night of Yom Kippur, then we're like angels, so therefore we could say it out loud. That's the explanation of Reb Shlomo Kluger.